And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mecca, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Max is out of town, but Corey Sandin is right here, and we have Renee from the Shogun. Going to be a great show here talking with Captain Renee and all the bluefin tuna fishing going on right now aboard the Shogun as we speak, for sure. So you stay tuned. This is 97.3 The Fan.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hanson and the Hanson family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3. And This is my kind of morning.
Yeah, indeed. And, boy, we're going to get some sunshine today. How about that rainstorm? We were just talking about that yesterday down here in San Diego. It was raining.
Kind of crazy
this time.
See that amount of rain.
Yeah. In May?
We left the show and it rained for an hour.
Yeah. That's cool. We need it. It's good.
Bring
didn't
it
have
on.
To didn't have to water the garden. Hey, good morning, Captain Renee from the Shogun.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you. And, boy, you guys have been busy on the Shogun, huh?
Yeah, we have. It's been pretty good stretch here. It's a pretty good start to the year.
Yeah, indeed. And some bluefin tuna already. I mean, started in April and continues here in May, right?
Still going, yeah. Bluefin tuna.
Is it like the everybody's bluefin tuna crazy right now, huh?
They are. It's insane how many people just keep coming out and keep going and going. I mean, it's mostly, you know, you see some familiar faces, but you do definitely see some people you haven't seen before. So it's pretty cool.
Especially on the Shogun. That's like a luxury ride for going local fishing, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's a giant wide platform.
Yeah.
People are pretty excited to go out there on day and a half with it.
Yeah, no kidding. In fact, your partner Paul is out there right now, right?
He's out there as we speak. I hope he's catching them right now.
Yeah, there were some pretty good scores yesterday, right?
Yeah, you know, these guys put on some pretty good scores. I think the Queen had 20 or 30, and I think the Angler had 20-something, 27. I think the Indy was out there. He had a pretty good score. So, yeah, just popping back up.
Yeah, getting back on it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Shogun? Of course, you've been on the boat for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, I've been on there for about 4 years.
Has it been 4 years already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy to think, isn't it?
I've been driving it for the last couple of years, though. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's a big, wide platform. We've got Wi-Fi. We've got a nice, big galley. We could sit pretty much everybody in one seating, 31 people if we had to.
Yeah.
You know, you got the chefs. You got 7 crew members total, 5 on the deck and 2 in the galley. And we got 3 slammers. We hold plenty of bait. We got about 450 scoops of bait that we can take out there. And obviously we have an RSW. We have a refrigerated fish hold. Keep it down at temp. Keep that fish nice and cold and fresh for when we get back to the dock.
Sure, yeah, and you're running trips anywhere from day and a half trip, which is kind of unusual for the Shogun, up to a 16-day trip, right?
Correct, yeah. These day and a halves are really booming right now for us. We typically do those 3-day trips around this time, but we've been doing the day and a halves, and we've been doing fairly well. We've been selling out every time. It's been a good start to our fishing year. You know, started early, and we're stoked to keep going here.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, the whole bluefin thing, like you were saying. I mean, it just keeps going. It starts early, and you're seeing new people on the boat, old faces too, and old and familiar, and just to have the kind of fishing we're having, the scores you mentioned about yesterday, I mean, it's pretty darn incredible. And how do you just fatty, darn good eating bluefin, you know?
Yeah, the size of the fish, it's anywhere from 25, 30-pound fish all the way up to some of these guys. I think Ryan on the San Diego has been catching some of those 90 to 140-pound fish, too. I mean,
on a day trip?
That's a three-quarter day trip.
Yeah,
full day trip.
Yeah.
So it's around, you know, anywhere from below the Coronado Islands down to outside of Collinet, Kamaloo. Down that way as well.
And all the way up to Monterey.
I know.
That's what I heard.
Harold Davis was talking about the bluefin on Morro Bay, or Monterey. And just, man, to have a spread of fish like that. I mean, we're really living that era where you got to take advantage of it. You know, you don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, it's insane. I just can't believe it's all the way up there as well.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it for sure. It's pretty interesting stuff going on. And the commercial guys were done long ago, so that's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a tremendous opportunity. So I see day and a half trips coming up. There's one coming up on Monday. Is that already sold out?
On Monday, I believe that one's sold out.
Is it? Okay. Those are booked through Fisherman's Landing. And then there's a 3-day after that that's already sold out. But there's a day and a half coming up on the 22nd of May. But you have to look on the 3-day trips are booked through the Shogun Sport Fishing office. Talk to Jen in the office, right?
Yeah, you can. The 3-day trips, yeah, you can call the office and talk to Jen. You know, the number is 619-226-8030. And all these Dana House are booked through the landing. Actually, I think on Monday there's some spots open.
There are some spots open on Monday. Okay, so that would be leaves Monday at 7 p.m., comes back Wednesday at 6 a.m., so you're fishing Tuesday. Looks like good weather this week, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice.
A week before the full moon could be happening, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, you never know with the bluefin, though.
Oh, you never know with those guys. They'll be popping up one spot and a day ahead, and 2 days later or a day later, they move 40 miles, and you're looking for them again. So
yeah. So when you're going out, what kind of signs are you looking for? Are you just going to the general areas where you fished them before and just starting there, or how do you locate bluefin?
Right now we've got a good spread of the fleet out there, so you've got some sort of intel. But, you know, typically you're looking for at least a little warm water bubble. Lately these birds or anything haven't really been showing us the fish. It's all been machinery fish, sonar. I think the last few days there's been a couple of spots up, like puddling fish bird deals and so forth. But, you know, you look for the warmest water you can find. Located just anywhere near an edge or some of the local banks or, you know, just outside of a local bank. You just kind of look for whatever you can possibly think that they've ran there throughout the year, and they're kind of doing laps back and forth until they settle in when that water does warm up all the way. And, you know, they've just kind of been hanging out in that 65 degree water, 64 and a half lately. It started at 62 and a half, 63
Ooh,
and a half.
Wow.
And as the water is warming up and kind of holding, that's kind of where they've been lingering. They've been kind of hanging out in that general.
In the warmer water.
Yeah.
Is that the key? The key when the water warms up, this fish is going to settle down a little bit and not be so squirrely?
It seems like it every year, you know, at least they keep moving up the line. And if they do go on to some bank, you can actually feel like they're going to bite a little bit. They kind of get settled in, you know, or up there by, you know, when they do go up to San Clemente. I know those guys do really well up there in the summer when they're off the edge right there, like the 400 or 500 fathom curve, or just right on the 43 sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hasn't moved up that area yet, though.
It was almost up there. We got close. We got close.
Oh, really?
The basin buoy one time, and then they just kind of disappeared.
Huh, interesting. I wonder if that's that stuff that moved up to Monterey.
It could be.
Kept on rolling.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Spread. It was kind of neat. We had Greg Stotesbury on here, and he was talking about the Yummy Flyer thing and right up tight against the island, you know. And you mentioned San Clemente, and he kind of gave up their little secret at that point, you know, where they were getting them, like, literally off the kelp line, you
right
know?
Tight, yeah.
Yeah, kind of neat.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've seen them there real close to Seal Cove sometimes when they get just start breezing up in there. It's crazy. You see them so tight to the islands at times, and you don't believe it, really.
Yeah. and literally getting rocked on some of them,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Imagine that.
On a pelagic bluefin tuna. So what have been the key methodologies that you've been catching them lately? I mean, it's not the Yummy Flyer. It hasn't really been kite fish, anything like that, right?
Well, you know, we did have a good stretch where the kite was working,
ah,
like, really good. We would catch, you know, a little over a third of the fish on the kite, and lately it hasn't been working as well, but you do catch, you know, 2 to 3 fish a trip or something like that, or you might hook one. But, you know, some of these guys have been using the flat fall during the day still, and that's been working pretty good.
No kidding.
And just a regular 40-pound, 50-pound outfit with a sardine and a small hook, a 1-0 circle hook.
Ooh, small hook.
Yeah, we've been using that. That's been kind of the key.
Is that because of the stealthiness needed for the bluefin tuna?
Yeah, you know, the bait's been a little bit on the smaller side mixed in, but yeah, you know, it always helps, something a little bit smaller, just kind of sneaky a little. You know, some guys do use those J-hooks, but I've seen those things break, but some guys prefer the J-hooks, and, you know, you just can't break them, so you let them use whatever they'd like to use. But yeah, that 40-pound fluorocarbon has just been the go-to lately.
Are you short top shotting that on top of a Power Pro Spectre or something like that? Or are you doing a shot of mono too?
Yeah, we're doing the Power Pro Spectra, and then we do like a little top shot, maybe 25 feet or so, 30 feet. I like to do just a handful of cranks, and that's basically how we do it.
Of straight fluorocarbon?
No.
Of mono.
Mono, and then you can attach your fluorocarbon to that. Or some guys just fish straight 6-foot liters of fluorocarbon. But I like, if somebody hasn't, you know, been out with us before, I like to use a little bit of a shock absorber, a little mono on top of that spectra.
A little more forgiving.
Is that for close to the boat kind of thing when they're shaking their head and doing their thing? Or is that actually more effective while you're fishing a bait? Or is that what... In my mind, I'm not an offshore guy. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of, in my mind, I look at it as a shock absorber, as you mentioned, when you're close to the boat and the fish is circling down deep and shaking his head and doing what bluefin do, you know?
Yeah, they shake their heads, you know. And sometimes you can't, you know, I've had times where you're sitting there and you see the fish boiling everywhere, and I just tried a couple of cranks on of mono and rig that up, and your bait swims a little bit better. It feels like, to me anyway, and you get a bite. But I think that shock absorber, you know, when they do shake their heads right up and down like that, it helps a lot. So it doesn't pull the hook, or, you know, it doesn't roll or chew through the line if it does. You know, that's kind of what I feel.
And it makes sense, because for those that don't understand the whole concept, I mean, Spectra is so direct. If that fish gets an inch of slack, that inch is literally given to the hook, you know,
definitely.
And coming out. But the rubber band effect of you know, just 20 feet of mono, that 20 feet of mono is literally, you could stretch it 3 feet.
Right. Yeah. You know? It goes a long ways, definitely.
Yeah. But if you come on the Shogun and you need things rigged, you guys do that on the boat.
Yeah,
that's what you do all the time. It's like you could just come on with your Power Pro already on your reel, and you just say, "Hey, rig me up properly."
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
You have all the stuff,
we've
and if you forget
gear,
your hooks,
got
and you
line
don't have
hooks,
you got it all.
Fluorocarbon, everything. Yeah.
Got the whole thing ready to go.
Yep. We've got rods and reels to set you guys up with and rent you those as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Renee here from the Shogun.
Lots ahead of us, Pete. We haven't even talked about the surf trips for 2020.
Yeah.
You know, early 2020, we've got some surf trips. We're going to have more from Renee. You want to give us a shout on the show? Our new number here at 97.3. The fan is 833-288-0973. Give us a shout. You got a question for Renee? Got a question about anything going on? We're going to give away a full-year membership to fishdope.com, $170 value. You can't beat
that.
Pretty
good deal. You know, and I might add, too, that when you call, like all our lines are full. We have 6 lines coming in here to the fan. When you call, even though the lines are full, you're not going to get a busy signal. It's just going to keep ringing and ringing and ringing. So the best time to call is either when we tell you there's an open line or when you hear somebody hanging up. That's the best time to call, because when you call, it's going to sound like it's just ringing and ringing. It's not busy, okay? I can tell you right now, all lines are full right now. But there will be a time that you can get them freed up, so just keep trying at 833-288-0973.
And we're going to be right back with Renee from the Shogun on 97.3 The Fan and Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Here's John Ireland, for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled your boat down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy, crowded launch ramp with no place to park your trailer? Well, I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the Mighty 1090 talking about Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge, and these products are the best for our unique Western needs. And HydroHoist is in the exact same league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, no need to bolt it to a dock, and you can put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? HydroHoist has a great new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld. Yep, you guessed it. It's Dana Landing, and they're the new dealer for HydroHoist boat lifts. Their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on top of one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it. Lift it on a HydroHoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay or go to boatlift.com for more information. Get lifted.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and we're having a fun morning in here with Renee from the Shogun.
Yeah, indeed, and I want to remind you, boy, want to thank all our listeners out there that responded to our Cap Morallo Reel a Week promotion. Yesterday we sold a ton of tickets. In fact, there's only 100 tickets left this weekend. If you want to take advantage of these amazing specials that they do have, including that trip with Captain Benny Florentino or Shimano Tranks Reel, if you buying a minimum of two tickets, you get everybody that signs up this weekend, your tickets will be labeled LTH, which stands for Let's Talk Hookup, by the way, and you'll get a pair of accurate Piranha pliers with the lanyard and sheath, 135 in addition to your reel. So if you win one of the 31 reel a weeks with that particular ticket, you get the bonus of getting that sheath. And then if you buy the $400 donation, you get 16 tickets, plus I'm going to buy you four more. You get an Anza fillet knife or a pair of Costa sunglasses. You buy $700 worth, 28 tickets. I'm going to buy you 10 more. You get a Cousins rod and a full-day trip on the Liberty San Diego or the Grande. And buy 40 tickets, which is $1,000, you get a Cousins rod, accurate pliers, and an Anza fillet knife, and I'm going to buy you additional 15 tickets. So here are the numbers. If you want to call, take advantage of this. You only have today to do this. You can call Tim at 909-223-9631 or 858-350-5870, extension 107. That's Dorothy at 858-350-5870, extension 107. But a lot of people have been getting a hold of them at sending an email to win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. You're going to probably get a message. Just leave your number. Leave a phone number on the email of where we can get a hold of you. We'll get a hold of you this weekend and take advantage of that tremendous deal. And let's sell out those last 100 tickets and really take a lot of kids fishing.
And like Mike said, you either want to call one of the numbers or email, not both.
Right, yes. One or the other, yeah. So make sure you take advantage of that. And, again, thanks for all the support of that. All right, there he is. He's early because he's fishing. It's our buddy Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, and this saltwater guide, Let's Talk Hookup, indeed, fishdope.com report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Octopus, 4 extra strong hooks. I'll bet Dave's got them on the boat. It's not just another squid hook. It penetrates deeper and holds tighter, and the offset point breaks accurately, sharp, and forged highest carbon steel available. Every captain has their own tricks for how to rig a squid, but there's no question on which hook to use, and that's a Gamakatsu Octopus hook. Get them at your favorite tackle store or check Gamakatsu.com because they're simply the best. And we have Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
I'm sorry to call in so early, but I'm at Catalina, and we're on the backside, and I'm right in front of a tower, and my sat phone's not working today, so we're just going to give you a quick report. We've been over here to Catalina for a couple days, and Pete, Corey, it's happening here. Corey, our favorite fish in the whole world, going nuts over here. Every spot, it's almost every single bait, plastics, stick baits, everything. Calico bass are biting like you can't even believe. Then if you don't get a calico, you either get a big old long barracuda or a bonita or a yellowtail. The backside of the island, the water is 65 degrees. It's very, very clean. And last night on the mooring inside of Cat Harbor, we had insane barracuda fishing. A lot of big barracuda, that 7 to 8 pound barracuda in the mooring cans in 60 feet of water under the lights. It was all, it was some of my other clients.
Uh-oh, we're breaking up. Better get back in front of that cell tower, Dave.
It was such a killer report.
Yeah, that was a killer report. It sounds like it's really on. Well, hopefully Captain Dave can get back in front of that cell tower and get back on us here for sure. Fishdope.com report. Of course, you want to get that deal on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. To hookup.com, to fishdope.com, and hopefully we'll get that. But that sounds like Catalina has turned on. And hey, Corey, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling from San Diego this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
I had a question for Captain Renee. When it comes to fishing the bluefin, if we have a chance to plan it out looking ahead, does he prefer the full moon or the new moon and, like, either before or after one of those moons? I'm curious on his opinion on that, given he's out there so much.
Haha, good question.
Sometimes I typically do like a new moon, but either 3 days before or 3 days after, it seems to always be kind of when they do like to bite. But we have caught them, you know, when it is a full moon. But if I were to plan a trip, I would plan it probably before a full moon, like
okay.
3 days or a couple days before.
Okay. Like this week?
Yeah.
Like that trip on Monday.
Right.
That would be a really good one to plan, sure.
Do you ever see it go the 3 days before and the 3 days? Do you ever see it go for that 5 or 6 day period?
I have seen it.
You have, yeah.
It does go.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, it's been up and down, but, you know, once they do start rolling through, I mean, sometimes you just stay on the fish and they want to bite throughout the whole stretch. So,
yeah. We like it. That's the way we like it, right?
Yeah, that's the way I like it.
But they're bluefin. They sometimes they bite, sometimes they don't.
Exactly.
Right, indeed. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills. Welcome to the show this
morning.
Good morning,
Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, Pete, thank you for your generosity on the Rollo tickets.
Yeah, you guys are costing me a lot of money.
Right?
Don. Yeah.
I'm kind of liking that part.
Hey, you know what? Last year it cost me $4,000, and this year I hope it cost me $5,000 because it's a great cause, and Captain Rallo's, taking all those kids fishing is fantastic. So, yeah, appreciate, I'm glad you got in on that deal. It's a phenomenal deal.
It really is. Hey, Captain Renee, a couple questions about the Shogun, and I'm looking at your webpage. It's got to be, if it's not the best, it's one of the very best out there. It's very interactive, a lot of good stuff, photographs, actual video of the boat and the crew. So well done on that.
Thank you.
So on the Shogun itself, how much fuel do you carry, and what do you typically run? And then how long does it take you to fill up that tank or the tanks?
We can hold about 14,000, 15,000 gallons of fuel. It takes us, you know, we probably sit at the dock there for about an hour and a half or so to fill up. We don't, you know, run the boat completely dry, so we do have some fuel on the board when we do go to the fuel dock.
That's a lot of fuel, 15,000 gallons.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but you go long distances.
Right.
You've been all the way to Clipperton on that boat.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, we like I said, there, we two tanks in the stern there, we tend to keep them dry just because we have the slammers full. So it saves a little bit of stern weight there. And we've got the center slammer and that port slammer and then the fish hold full of water. So that's a lot of weight back there. So
explain what a slammer is for those that may not know.
A slammer is just a fish hold, but we turn it into a bait tank, a big bait tank that can hold a couple hundred scoops of bait.
That's below deck.
That's below deck.
Yeah. And that way you can extend your bait supply. So when you run out of bait in the upper tanks, you'll transfer that bait into the upper tanks and then make that a fish hold.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll transfer all that bait to the top tanks and, you know, throughout the trip, as long as we need it, you know, we try to save as much bait as possible. Going through the bait pretty quick is not what we like to do, but, you know, if you need to do it, you do.
Yeah.
So we got plenty of bait to do it with, so.
And it's such a smooth riding boat. I mean, as I have mentioned, I'm not the long-range offshore kind of guy, right? But
you sponsor a six-day skiff trip on the show, right?
Hello,
June, right?
Right? Exactly.
So you go on that.
I've been on it, and it is the smoothest. I don't even want to say it, but it's badass. I mean, it rides so smooth.
Oh, it is. It's a big steel boat.
It
right,
is
Renee?
Big steel boat.
And yeah, there's so much room. It's so roomy, and it's just it's the galley and the chefs, and I mean, just all the room in there. It's I love it. I do.
In fact, looking at that 6-day MC Swim Bait skiff trip,
there's a few openings.
Saturday, May 15th, there are still a few openings. What a great trip. Limited to 24 anglers. It's only $2,050.
You know who's going? Cal Sheets is going.
Cal That's Sheets?
Yeah, Cal Sheets is going. Bill Varney.
Bill Varney.
Bill Varney's going.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Oh, they know what's good.
I have a husband, a wife friend, Tom and Val Hansis, that just signed up a couple weeks ago. So they're going. And
awesome.
Yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah, and you guys are going to go down and fish those amazing spots that basically get untouched for calicos and yellows, right?
Yeah, they're untouched all year, basically.
And how many skiffs do you have?
We're going to be taking three, so we'll rotate either three to four. It'll probably be three people a skiff.
Yeah.
That's what we did last year, and they get to fish 3 hours and rotate.
And then you fish from the big boat when you're not...
We anchor up shallow and try as well.
Like, imagine half-day style fishing... Yeah. Anchored up on a little ridge or kelp line, and group A, nine people are out in the on the skiffs fishing, and group B, nine guys on how wide is the stern?
It's about 30 feet. It's 20 feet.
Okay. Yeah. So 30 feet astern, fishing half day style with nine of your buddies,
ten guys,
catching 3 to 6 pound calicos.
Yeah.
You don't even feel like you're fishing with anybody because there's a couple guys throwing the iron on the bow, or you could even have a couple guys throwing the iron in the stern. But yeah, it's
or the scenario of guys in the skiff on Sacramento Reef and you're sonaring around for a spot of yellows with nine guys. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys enjoy doing that trip?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. The crew has a lot of fun because, you know, those guys are driving around. They're also fishing, trying to make sure they see fish or find fish. And those guys have a blast. It's a real fun trip.
A lot of fun. And along those lines, if I can mention, Pete, Renee, you have surf trips going.
Yeah,
in early 2020. which is super unusual.
Trip. The surf trips are going to be pretty epic, yeah. We haven't done them yet, but we are.
So it's going to be straight surfing, no fishing?
If the surfing is no bueno, we're gonna go fishing for half a day or something like that. But we'll be looking for the waves. I mean,
and some hopefully secret spots down there.
Yeah, I mean, we just going on those skiff trips. We've seen some pretty
cool
breaks.
Had your eye on things.
Yeah, we've been keeping our eyes on the breaks.
Yeah, there's some. I can imagine,
dude. I've seen it peel off of Geronimo.
Yellow. That place is nuts.
Who's ever surfed that?
I don't know, but that place looks pretty juicy.
Right, and to be able to get on your board and have a little bit of fun. Maybe you want a little afternoon sesh of calico fishing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's going to be. But if you do want to go on that MC Swimbait sponsored skiff trip, it is mid-June and it's got availability, so call the Shogun office and get on it. Hey, let's go live down to Rancho Lanero and talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the phone. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Well, we've got Celebrity Week here down at the ranch. We've got Steve Pinard, Bart Hall, and Jack Nielsen all are in attendance. All out on the water, actually fishing this morning.
Oh, fantastic. So, you know, Steve Pinard's been texting me and telling me every day it's been 80 to 81, best weather he's ever seen at Rancho Leonero, and it's just been looking at the clouds and the rain yesterday going, oh, I hate you.
it's clear, it's blue sky, it's clear, and the temps are in, highs are in the low 80s, it's just beautiful, beautiful weather, it really is. You know, it's been a late winter for us down here as well as up there, so it's cooler than normal for sure, but really, really pretty weather. It's affected the fishing, you know. Fishing's been slow up until this past week, and now it's finally picking up. And I think most of it's just due to the late winter down here as well as up there. The water temp now is good water temp, 75 to 77 degrees, and most of the fleet boats are heading north off Serralvo Island, off the southern tip of Serralvo. And they're picking up nice sardine up there. They're getting real good bait, and there's a lot of fish up there. It's just covered with skitjack and white bonito, which the white bonito are real good with sushi, real good tuna, skitjack not so much, but I mean tons of them. The problem the guys are having, because underneath there's some big yellowfin and wahoo as well, and the problem is getting the bait underneath the skipjack and the bonito. But they're catching the wahoo, getting a lot of breakoffs on wahoo, and catching some nice yellowfin in the 50-pound class. And, you know, not a wide-open bite, but it's getting there. That's what's really picked up. Underneath the porpoise, about 20 miles off Fraley's, a couple of our boats went out there and ran into a tuna under the porpoise, 20-pounders, which is good news as well. Jack's out with Mark Rayer, and they're out working the bank, and they've been picking up striped marlin between the lighthouse and Los Frailes on the outer drop-off out there, and that bite is picking up as well. They hadn't been around, so it's nice to see the stripers back in.
No, Jack loves catching those stripers.
Oh, man, that's all he fishes. You know it. He loves to fish the billfish for sure. Anyway, inside, good rooster fish as well. Fish some big roosters. Guys have had a number taken on fly off the beach. We had a couple, one woman was 75 and another was like 73. And both of them on fly off the beach got like 30-pound rooster fish.
Holy mackerel. On the fly.
Yeah. On the fly. I didn't think women that old could fly fish, much less catch a 30-pounder. They're out there doing it, and there are a lot of rooster fish inside. That's been our savior. And good bottom fishing as well. I didn't mention that, but anybody that's getting to the bottom, they're catching a lot of pargo, cabrilla. There's a wide variety of fish, but it's picking up finally. Yahoo! So we're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Perfect timing for our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in just about 3 weeks, right? Or two or 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah,
the first
coming up
June there.
Very quickly, yeah. Well, if somebody wants to come down, this is prime time. Are there any spaces available?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we have a couple for the tournament.
The Let's Talk Hookup
as well. Yeah, okay. If you want to come in on that. And spotty through June. We're real busy in June, and then a lot of openings July, August, September. And it's a late season, so those months should really be producing fish. I expect the bite to really pick up here soon as the water warms.
Thank
you. And anyway, 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Very good, John. Thanks. Nice to hear from you, and can't wait to be down at Rancho Leonero enjoying it with those other guys.
We'll see you soon, buddy. All right. Thank you, guys.
That sounds like a peaceful place to be, and speaking of the matter, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Renee from the Shogun and Peaceful Boat. I'd love to be on. I will be in June. And
yeah.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want
about. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're having a good time in here, and we're going to get to the catch report today. The catch report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerkied, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and other, and their famous tuna burgers. Pick some up at the Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And let's talk to Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Hey, doing great. Great to have you. And, boy, are we excited to be at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing next Saturday for our live broadcast.
Well, yeah, we're looking forward to having you guys up this way. You know, it's going to be a big deal. We're going to have all the players in our world up here there for you. And got a super cool prize that we're giving away, too, to all the people that are there to, you know, ask questions and do that kind of stuff, you know.
That's pretty amazing. A trip, your own charter on the San Mateo. Why don't you describe that for us?
So it's a smaller boat, right? It's one of our little, it's perfect for like 10, 12 passengers. We're going to give you a 3-quarter day charter on that boat for, you know, you want to go fishing with 2 of your friends. That's perfect. If you want to bring a few more, up to 10 guys or whatever, you know, bring them on out and they'll take you. You know, you want to go bass fishing, you want to go make some drops for some rockfish, you want to go look for some kelps. There's been a little sign of some yellowtail out there. That whole deal, you know, your trip,
your deal. Take your friend.
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. So if you attend the broadcast, and we haven't figured out quite how we're going to do it, but just come to the broadcast. We'll make sure that everybody has a chance to win that trip. We're going to figure out the details on that, because that's such a very special prize. We want everybody that comes to the broadcast to have an opportunity to win that for sure. So what's going on in the fishing?
Well, gosh, you know, our week this week, again, it was similar to the last couple. You know, we've had these little flashes of sunshine, and it's amazing what, you know, a little bit of sun will do on the water up here, just about anywhere. You know, it just seems things start to click, you know. Close to home on our half-day trips, you know, that surface action is still continuing to improve. Those days where the sun just barely gets it doesn't take much, you know, just crack those clouds, and it's been activating that bass, and it's been some good fly line action on the sardine. You know, not much in the way of kelp up here on the spots. There's a little bit of kelp through San Clemente there on that artificial stuff that they built a few years ago. But everything on, like, you know, Dana Point proper, Salt Creek, there's no kelp. So it's all been about finding the chunk of hard bottom with the current or the rock that those bass are oriented on, and, you know, get some chum on those things. And they've been up flipping around and been catching on some of those. We've had some nice sheep head and some sculpin and stuff like that, kind of rounding out the half-day counts. That three-quarter-day stuff, you know, we're still heading down deep. We'll probably venture off the beach here a little bit with, like I was just mentioning, we've been seeing a little bit of yellowtail and some kelp, so that might be a nice little shot in the arm for us on these three-quarter-day trips. Take a little bender on the way down to the deeper water and look around. But, gosh, the rock fishing this week was really good. The Colt Sniper jig paid the big dividends on some of the nicer-grade reds and grouper, but a couple days were just straight passenger limits of reds, and it was just really good fishing on a couple of the drop-offs and things like that down there. There's been quite a bit of fin bait and a lot of krill, you know, so it's had these blue whales up for our whale watch guys, but quite a bit of that krill, and that's been moving that rockfish around. So it's just been all about locating that mass and those bigger schools of those reds. And then the Fury, he's been over at Clemente on his overnight, and they ended their morning yesterday with 20 yellows in that 12 to 20 pound range. Some maybe a little bit bigger than that, but they've been catching those on the fly line sardine and the surface iron. And then they kind of end their day on that hook there over at Clemente, fishing for the bass, sheephead, and some whitefish. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell for our week up here. If you guys want to hop on a boat, you know, we're doing this Mother's Day deal. We do it every year, and moms fish free on Mother's Day. So I know there's some spots available on our afternoon half-day trip today. In fact, the kids fish free, too, on that trip with paid adults. So it's a good chance to get, you know, a whole family out on the water this afternoon if they want to give that a shot. But call the landing. Our phone number up here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web at danawharf.com or link us right there on the Westock Hookup page, that banner ad. And if you enter the code Dana on your online booking there, that'll save you 25% on one of these local half to three-quarter day trips with us.
What a great deal, 25% by entering the code Dana.
Or why not take Mom out and Junior and everybody get on just for Dad's fare. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A great way to spend Mother's Day, right? Out on the water.
And happy Mother's Day, by the way,
yeah,
to everybody
indeed.
Out there.
Happy Mother's Day. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, are you going to be there for a live broadcast, or you have to work?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. The boat will be out, but I'm going to try and we'll find someone to cover the shift, and we'll make it happen. So.
We'll look forward to it. 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday, live from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and, of course, that incredible prize for one lucky person that attends the broadcast, and that is a trip, your very own charter on the San Mateo out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So generous of you guys, and thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you. We'll see you next Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you then.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right. We're awaiting Gundy Gunderson, but in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry is calling from Garden Grove this morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, and Renee.
Good morning.
I'm doing the final touches. I'm going on that Steve Carson 8-day to 21st of next month, so I don't know if you'll be happy to have me on your boat for 8 days.
Jerry, you're always a pleasure to have around.
Jerry,
are you kidding?
You're always welcome, Jerry.
Yeah, and I'm just doing the finishing touches. You think I get away with the heaviest flat falls at 250s, or should I invest in some of them 500s? But I do have some PL68s that are glow and Ahis with the big owner hook, so I'm kind of cover would have heavier, but
those will work. Those 250s will work. I don't think you're really going to need those heavier ones, but if you do want to buy one, you can have it on reserve there, and we can crimp it up on the boat for you with some heavier line. But, you know, they have been catching a few during the day on those 250s with, I think we've been using 80-pound or 100-pound mono on that. And we're looking forward to that 8th day with Steve Carson. You know,
Steve's a great guy.
He is. He's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Entertaining.
Very entertaining. He's got plenty of giveaways on that trip. And so, yeah, we'll be looking for bluefin, yellowtail. We'll probably make it all the way down. And obviously, you know, that it'll be a good time. So yeah. Looking forward to seeing you, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And I believe we have him. Our surf guru extraordinaire is Gundy Gunderson is back with the Surf Report this week. Good morning, Gundy.
Pete, what's happening?
Hey, back in town and anxious to hear what's going on in the surf.
Oh, boy. You know, we've been talking about the halibut bite. And it just continues really good right now, Pete. We got some strong tides coming up, and let me just hop right into it. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut bite off Goleta Beach. Some fish taken on bait. Salted anchovies been a good bait. Other fish taken on marguerite, sexy smelt colored swim baits. Lots of fish in that 18 to 25 inch range, with the top fish going 30 inches. The shop also had a little surf derby on Saturday. Kind of give you an idea what they're catching there. 27 anglers had 96 perch, so that's like three around. I think 12 inch pound and a half was the biggest, but 1 3-pound Corbina won the derby, and those guys seeing good perch fishing up there up to like pound and a half. That's about it. Wiley's reported a good bite on the reef beaches. A shop regular had several calico bass to 4 pounds, a 3.5-pound yellowfin, a cabazon, a leopard shark, nice mixed bag catch, all on cut squid. Mostly short white sea bass also showing in the shallows up there. Just Fishing reported several striped bass taken off El Segundo. A few fish came on cut anchovy. An 8-pounder was taken on a flash minnow. Big fish in Seal Beach. Excellent halibut action. The stretch from 72nd place to Cherry Beach shoreline drive has been the best. Some fish at the inlet too in Bolsa Chica. I think the big fish this week, 32 inches, most in the mid-20s, but very good in the numbers. Very good fishing. Lots of Corbina showing too. Huntington, Bolsa Chica. I think a 3-pounder was the top fish taken on ghost shrimp, so we're starting to see some of those Corbina biting. Hogan's and Dana Point reported a 31-inch white sea bass taken out of the surf there near Cotton's on a 1/10 flash minnow. And like I said, the white sea bass juveniles up to just legal are starting to show in the shallows. Pacific Coast reported a very good croaker bite. In the Oceanside Harbor, they're dredging the harbor, and it's got everything stirred up, and the yellowfin and spotfin really on the bite. They have a halibut derby, too, going, and a 20-pound fish is in the lead. The guy caught it on a live smelt fished in the lagoon, and he said it was about a 12, 13-inch smelt. So I guess if you're going to go big, you go big, and a 20-pound fish can wrap his lips around that smelt. So that was kind of a cool deal. And even on the beach, good fishing, Pete. A couple of guys from the shop fished 2 days this week, had 4 legal fish, a 34-inch, 13-pound fish on a 120, one of the big flash minnows. So, you know, really good action right now. And if you're a halibut guy, boy, it's time to get going.
Yeah, man, it's that time of the year, right? Corey will tell you.
I love the surf fish, man. I love getting in there. I love when they wrap their lips around it, Gundy.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting those bites. And it's truly, I love the inshore. And your report, no BS, I love looking forward to it every week, Gundy.
I appreciate it. I love doing it. And, you know, with those white sea bass around, don't let that slip your mind, you know. And that's where... you know, some of those swim baits fished around the reefs right now, you could really score a nice fish.
And, yeah. You know, I've seen some stuff posted too, Gundy, about weedless swim baits off the beach, you know, fishing from the rocks and from the beach where they're catching nice legal fish. I mean, you know, like the 10 to 15, 18, up to 20-pound range.
And what size weedless?
The full 7-inch,
the full 7-inch.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, and what a fun way. What a perfect thing, especially if there's kelp in the water and stuff like that. That's
you stay weedless.
Really good way.
Work it slow. I'd imagine using a little bit less weight so it's not sinking so quick. Sounds like a good time, Gundy.
Good tip there. Good tip. Hey, Gundy, we're going to be in your... We're going to be in your home turf at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing next Saturday.
Right on, right on.
Yeah,
right
and I know that your friends over at Hogan's right across the street there, they're going to come by. I heard from them, and they said, yeah, we're looking forward to having you in our territory here. So
good deal. That's great. Yeah, those guys, they give me my report from Dana Point every week. We like those guys.
Indeed. All right, Gundy, surf guru extraordinaire. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks for the good words, guys, and have a good week. Get after them, Halibut.
All right, for sure.
All right, there's just a few spots left for next Saturday's CCA Bill Varney Surf Fishing Clinic at Crystal Cove State Park. Join Bill right on the beach and learn light line surf fishing techniques from the expert. The clinic begins with a short seminar, then it's down to the sand and catching fish. Bill provides all the bait, instruction, and proceeds from the event benefit CCA California and their many projects they have going on. To learn more, sign up for this class. Visit surffishtackle.com and sounds like a fun
get in
time.
There. Yeah, surffishtackle.com. Get on it. Hey, Armin in Long Beach, you're next up on Let's Talk Hooker. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for Captain Renee. I was hoping you could tell me a little bit more about the surf trips going down the Baja coastline, like what time of year, how many boards to bring, things like that.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about those.
We're going to be doing it in February and March. You know, you could probably bring a couple of boards, and we're hoping for some sort of a good swell. You know, it's the whole Baja coast. We're going to make it down to the Seven Sisters, down as far as Santa Rosalia, and either work our way up or work our way down. We'll see what the surf does that time of the year. You know, but we could also, you know, be closer to home. Who knows? We'll see what this surf does when we do go out there. But we're going to be, you know, planning on traveling at least a day or so. And if we do see some surf along the way down, we'll probably stop and hit it and then keep rolling down.
And you've targeted them around the full moon, so you've got the extreme tides, and
right.
And maybe there's a spot that breaks better at low tide. Maybe I'd imagine at Geronimo, man. At
that Geronimo's going to be. We're definitely going to keep our eye on that.
That
place. I've seen that place break in June on a south, and it's been pretty sweet.
Pretty epic. Out in the middle of the ocean, practically, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And the nice thing about February and March, you get those northwest swells, and that usually pretty consistent that time of the year, right?
Right, correct, yeah.
So, hopefully.
I hope
so.
Yeah. It seems like we're planning on that right around the full moon, so hopefully those tides collide and make a good wave for us, and we'll see what it brings, but we're very excited to do it.
Yeah, now you and your new partner, Paul, who's on the boat right now, kind of put this together and said, let's try these. Let's see if we can get some following, right?
Yeah. So we put them together, and we've talked to a lot of guys going down there and so forth. You know, we're going to try to target some places where it's really, really difficult to get into, you know, by car. And you know, you don't have to camp out on the beach for days on end. You can, you know, camp on the big boat.
Oh, camp. Are you kidding me? Live in luxury with meals, like gourmet meals and your own stateroom and hot showers. I mean, it sounds like the ultimate surf trip.
It's going to be fun.
And so you'll anchor the big boat out and then skiff people into the spots?
Right. Yeah. We'll anchor up, you know, as close as we can, you know, just being safe and all that. And we'll just take the guys in with skiffs, or if, you know, if we could just drop them off on the break, we'll do that. But most likely we'll be taking them in the skiffs.
Nice.
And standing by, either, you know, we'll hang out all day or half a day and keep searching for a different location.
Just sounds like an ultimate deal.
Sounds
sure.
Soulful to me.
It's going to be fun.
It'd be great. Hey, Armin, hey, check it out. It's on the Shogun website, shogunsportfishing.com, and they're next February and next March.
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, man. That was a cool one. I can't wait for more. We're going to have more from Renee, more from the Shogun. We come back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com
Sports Station. I'm Kirby Yates, and you're listening to the home of the Padres. 3-2 pitch. Swing! And a missed strike three.
The San Diego Padres play here. 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of Old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.